Domina's two lawsuits are on behalf of the Ponca Tribe of Nebraska and Knox County, Nebraska, which includes Niobrara, one of the Ponca Tribe's principal governance areas. Domina calls the Ponca Tribe one of the most historically significant groups of Native Americans in the United States.
It was a Ponca Indian who, of course, was the first person recognized as a human being under the laws and constitution of the United States, and that occurred in a Nebraska trial in 1879. Until then, Indians, Native Americans in the United States, were not considered human beings, so they weren't even counted in the census.
The CDC reports overdose deaths from the opioid epidemic have been greater for Native Americans than for any other group, and federal officials say the epidemic is straining tribal resources. The CDC reports that of the nearly 64,000 Americans who died of drug overdoses in 2016, nearly two-thirds of them involved a prescription or illicit opioid. Hearing Domina's cases, and hundreds of others, is U.S. District Court Judge Dan Polster. Polster's been assigned the hundreds of lawsuits filed against opioid manufacturers and distributors by states, counties, cities, and Native American tribes as a consolidation or multi-district litigation. A New York Times reporter said Polster may have, quote, the most daunting legal challenge in this country. Domina explains the reasoning behind these consolidated trials.
Instead of 500 lawyers who filed 2,000 lawsuits, taking the depositions of scientists and executives from the manufacturers and distributors 500 times, they're taken maybe 3 or 4 times under the supervision of a coordinating judge. That judge then chooses whether to send the cases back home for trial or keep them in his jurisdiction.
Domina says one of the main charges against manufacturers and distributors involves the way they marketed these drugs. He says they used insufficient research based on small trials they financed, manipulated the results to support their claims, and ignored studies that didn't support them.
The drug companies, including the distributors, spent hundreds of millions of dollars, $880 million in 1 year, paying physicians to take vacations at their request, learn their spiel about the drugs, go home and repeat it as what the drug companies called key opinion leaders. And that happened in communities all across the United States, everywhere of any size, certainly including Omaha. All of that was designed to persuade doctors in general that these drugs were safe and that they had very, very low levels of addictive quality, and that the addiction, if they produced one, was easily resolved.
In February, Purdue Pharma, manufacturer of one of the most prescribed opioid painkillers, OxyContin, and the subject of many of these lawsuits, announced it would stop promoting opioid drugs to doctors and that it was reducing its sales force by 200. To many, this is too little too late. Opioid prescriptions are decreasing, but overdose deaths are not. A percentage of people addicted to prescription opioids later turn to illegal substances like heroin and illegally manufactured synthetic fentanyl. Domina says the second main area of liability for manufacturers and distributors is their failure to balance the nation's pill count by tracking these medications according to federal requirements. Domina says the damage counties and sovereign governments like Native American tribes are entitled to is yet to be determined.
Their damages are basically the enhanced cost of public health systems, law enforcement systems, and judicial systems that have been drained by the demands of this crisis and will continue to be drained. For those organizations, it's a fraction of their budgets. And of course, for individual human beings, it's a much different equation.
Domina says he believes Judge Polster will send his cases back to Nebraska for litigation. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Deborah Newcomb.